Smoke and Mirrors by Jane Ann Krentz. For Alberta Castle, Mom and Role Model. With love. Prologue. 1 year earlier. The hallucinations were worsening rapidly. She halted at the top of the staircase and tried to steady herself. The hall of dark mirrors stretched away into infinity, a treacherous funhouse filled with night and shifting shadows. She had to forge a path through this disorienting landscape before she lost her grip on the last remnants of her sanity. The planes and angles of the shadowed corridor were melting and flowing into bizarre shapes that reminded her of Mobius strips, endless loops with no beginning and no end. She did not know how much longer she could hold together the disintegrating fragments of her awareness. She longed for sleep, but she could not give in to the nearly overwhelming urge, not yet. There was something she had to do first. The electricity had flickered out of existence a moment ago. Weak starlight seeped in through the narrow windows at either end of the endless corridor. She gazed down the length of the writhing passage and saw a sharp sliver of silver. She knew it marked the entrance to the library, fourth door on the left. A desperate urgency swept through her. If she could get to that shard of light, she could leave her message.
Bethany!
The killer's voice came from the shadows at the foot of the stairs.
Where are you? Let me help you. You must be very sleepy by now.
A bolt of icy panic gave her the energy required to overcome the drug's effects for a moment. She tightened her grip on the strap of her purse, staggered a few steps down the hall, and came to a stop again. She fought to remember what it was that she had to do. It had been